This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There's so much to talk about. Literally, I pulled down 16 articles last night, and I could talk about every single one of them. But there's always these news stories that kind of stick out that you scratch your head and you wonder where we are in this country and how did we get here? And this structure and what's going on is just absolutely unbelievable. So, Columbia University's Graduate Student Union. So, the graduate students that are doing work at Columbia University are actually part of a union. Now, you would never guess which union. No. It's the United Auto Workers Union. So they have a union, and their contract is coming up, I think, in June. And they're beginning to spell out what it is that they want. And they issued a demand from the International Student Working Group of the SWC, which is the student workers of Columbia. These are all union members, and to be fair to the union, we're not sure that the union has embraced any of these demands and moving forward with their negotiations with Columbia. But if you were not convinced that Columbia lost its way somewhere, somehow, after we talk about this, if this doesn't convince you, I don't know what will. So these students, and they're saying that they're addressing it as the union calls, but no one was able to establish whether or not the union actually embraced this yet. There's been no confirmation. The union calls on Columbia to establish a sanctuary campus in which every student is protected from threat of deportation or detention, and refused to provide information to immigration authorities or any federal agency on Columbia affiliates without a subpoena. It then demands Columbia cease collecting personally identifying information of Columbia affiliates in relationship to First Amendment protected activity and protest on campus, and destroy all records, including such information. You get the sense that maybe they're trying to thwart any effort by law enforcement in the investigation of criminal activities? Maybe. Number one, establish Columbia University as a sanctuary campus in which every student is protected from the threat of deportation or detention. We define a sanctuary campus to mean the following: a commitment not to allow ICE officers on campus or into university housing without a judicial warrant under any circumstances, and to inform all security personnel and other staff of this policy, refuse to provide information to immigration authorities or any federal agency on Columbia affiliates without a subpoena. Number two, stop surveilling the student body, and do not allow previous surveillance to be used by federal agencies currently targeting non-citizens. Specifically, we demand the university order public safety and private contractors to cease collecting personally identifying information of Columbia affiliates in relationship to First Amendment protected activity and protest on campus. Destroy all records of personally identifying information collected of Columbia affiliates in relationship to First Amendment protected activity and protest on campus, including those collected as evidence for disciplinary proceedings. So they want these visitor students here on student visas basically to just, they disappear. There's not a record of them anywhere. So nobody knows who they are, what they're doing, whether or not they're working in furtherance of the U.S. government or against the U.S. government. Order public safety and private contractors to stop patrolling departmental and organizing spaces on campus, including classrooms. They don't want any security. From there, the union calls on Columbia's public safety. Number three, support the non-U.S. citizens on our campus through education on non-citizen rights, financial resources, academic flexibility, legal support for students, and more. We can't even finance indigent defender boards in this country for citizens. And they want us to finance legal support for visitor students on a student visa? You see this duality I've been talking about? It's getting worse. Instead of gender identity, I think most people should move to immigration status identity. Actually, you might be better off saying, I'm no longer a citizen, I'm an illegal. Disseminate Know Your Rights information for all students through broad and consistent messaging. Commit not to use immigration status as leverage to coerce student workers into disciplinary proceedings. Really? Increase the International Students and Scholars Office resources to support students whose visas and green cards have been revoked by maintaining an emergency hotline, assisting in appeals, covering legal fees, and allowing continued residency and university housing during appeals and maintaining their non-immigrant visa status. Are you kidding? Assure degree conferral, including through alternative routes in case of administrative impediments. So if you knowingly and willingly violate the law, you should be able to still get that Columbia degree. And what if you lied to the administration about your status or otherwise? You should have protection as well. Cover legal fees for any Columbia affiliate detained or threatened by ICE. Commit to reissuing the DS-2019 and or I-20s for all international students and not terminating these records when visa status is revoked. Oh, so your visa status is revoked. You're there, your student visa. You want to just continue on. Forget about the rules. You're special. Overall, commit to ensuring that all international students are able to maintain their student status within the university, no matter what the law says. Grant instructors flexibility to move classes online, for students to demand hybrid instruction, and for staff to work from home and ensure the new anti-doxing and online harassment policy supports them. So when the heat is on, your identity's known, they want to be able to walk in and say, I want to learn online. I can't hide out on the campus anymore. You're giving them too much access. So you need to secrete me somewhere in the bowels of New York City and let me go online. And maybe also provide me with a good Wi-Fi connection so I can do so and pay for all of it. Defend the non-U.S. citizen students on our campus by taking actions to resist their targeting by the Trump administration and other immigrant anti-immigrant actors. Specifically, file a lawsuit to have Trump's January 29th Executive Order 13899 revoked or halted. Designate the reporting of other Columbia affiliates to immigration authorities based on their perceived or assumed immigration status as a form of discriminatory harassment. Notify students whose names are provided by the government to the university as targets for detention and of any government agency search, arrest, administrative warrant, subpoena, or other form or informal request for documents or information on a student. So you want them to collude with you to violate the law and to secrete you from the federal government. Give me the paper. Where can I sign up? That sounds like such a great deal for me that I'm going to risk myself because you don't follow the rules and I want to go to jail. That's what I've always desired to do. It's where I've always desired to be. These kids are idiots. They're idiots. You think any of these folks like the United States? We invite these people over to learn at allegedly, and I use that term because it's appropriate, the finest learning institution in America. I use that term very liberally as well. Because what I'm hearing from here, none of these people are willing to make a decision. They're chameleons. They want to be all things to all people. They think they can satisfy this by trying to make everybody happy. They're not making anyone happy. They've lost their mind. They've lost their way. They've lost their university. The fox is watching the hen house, and they should suffer. You know, they're all worried about $400 million. Did you know that Columbia gets $5 billion in grants? And you wonder why we are drowning in debt in this country is that we are financing the whims of everyone out there as taxpayers. You got a whim? Submit it to the federal government. They'll finance it. They'll promote it. And the crazier your subject matter, the more likely it'll get funded. That's what it seems like to me. I mean, down here with all the cockroaches we have, we should be having all kinds of studies as it relates to the cockroach. Whether there's a gender identity problem with cockroaches. You'll get money. And not just 10 or 20. You get 600, 700,000. And if you find out that they have a period, you might get another million on top. I mean, that's how crazy of what's going on here. It is absolutely nuts. And we're letting them engage in this lawfare and utilizing these ridiculous demands to just delay, deflect, deny, go on the counterattack in court, and they call it a victory. Every day that something can't get implemented, it's a victory for them. And this is a state of governance in this country today. And we wonder why we are not getting anywhere, right?
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It is absolutely crazy. And it goes on and on and on and on. And every day when you start searching through these news stories, you're finding something else. Did you know that the United States has the U.S. Institute of Peace? Right? U.S. Institute of Peace. I'm not exactly sure what they do. I heard that they go around promoting peace in the world. I don't know how they go about doing that. Doge seems to find out about it. They were not allowed to be let into the building on Friday. The CEO of the organization figured up the gig is up. He's crying on the phone, trying to find people to save him because he knows that his job's about to go by the wayside. And, of course, he attempts to fire all of the security personnel so that he can take control of the building himself physically and not allow them in, with the silly belief that he is going to be able to continue on as the interim CEO, his last name is Moose, and continue to go on. They had to remove him from the building. This agency was founded by Congress in 1984 as a nonpartisan, that's a joke, independent organization dedicated to protecting U.S. interests by helping to prevent violent conflicts and broker peace deals abroad. I would love to know what they have actually done since 1984. I can't wait to see the work product of this organization. Got a big, beautiful building. It's amazing. I mean, I don't know how much money we're spending on these NGOs, but this is wild. You got to see this campus. It's gorgeous. Guy's crying under his desk on the phone. The gig is up. You're out. We're moving on. Day after day after day. I thought that fell to the Department of State. I thought that was the lead agency that did all of this. We've created all of these other agencies, continue to fund them. They get bigger and bigger and bigger. They consume more and more of your tax dollars. We're being threatened with Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid being cut. And meanwhile, we're supporting all of these silly programs that no one has ever heard of. I hadn't talked to a person yet that has ever heard of that organization. And who knows how many more there are. Can't wait to find out. It's time for the political enema of the century and get rid of all of this. because they serve no purpose. And if they do serve a purpose, it's not an overwhelming, striking purpose because people would know about them. And it's time that we do away with it. Because this country is not the wealthy country that we think we are. We have a challenge right now because we're bombing the Houthis, that we're having to manage our inventory of missiles very carefully because we're about to run out. Meanwhile, we have a CEO of an NGO hiding under a desk crying. Absolutely unbelievable. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870. We'll be joined by Mike Cooper, the president of St. Tammany Parish, when we return. Stay with us.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.